Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Main headline is that small businesses, they're on a rocky road to recovery, but they're optimistic about the future. So here in Michigan, 24% of small businesses reported being closed in February. And that doesn't mean they'll be closed forever. It just means that they weren't open for business or selling to customers at that point. And another troubling finding is that 34% of small businesses reported reducing employment. But the good news, 76% are actually feeling confident that they'll stay open in the net for the next 6 months under their current conditions. So all of that data is coming from our most recent Global State of Small Business report, and we surveyed 35,000 businesses, small businesses around the world.
How do those numbers compare to what other small businesses are dealing with around the country?
Yeah, you know, the difficult news, we're above the national average, but just slightly. Michigan's closures are about 24%. The national average is 22%. We've got about 34% of small businesses in Michigan reporting that they're reducing employment, and the national average is right around 27%. So just slightly above, but I remain incredibly inspired by the resilience, the strength of all the small businesses in our local community for sure.
So we know that women-owned businesses and other minority-owned businesses were hit really hard during the pandemic. Can you talk a little bit about how they were impacted more locally?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, we know the pandemic affected everyone and all businesses, but the data is revealing that not everyone's been affected equally. Here in Michigan, it's actually pretty close, but if we zoom out nationally, 75% of women-led SMBs on Facebook are reporting that they're open compared to 80% of SMBs that are led by men. And we're even more concerned about small businesses that are led by minorities as they continue to face much higher closure rates and lower sales.
And how easy do you think, or maybe I should say how difficult do you think it'll be for some of these businesses to bounce back?
You know, I am incredibly inspired. I have a couple stories. I don't know if you've heard of Lush Yummies right here in our backyard. They're a Detroit-based wholesale online bakery founded by Jennifer Lyle. And she was a working mom of three who left her job as a teacher to bring her family's awesome recipes to the world. You know, she pivoted. I think the businesses that are pivoting, that are establishing an online presence, do have a chance to come back. And we're seeing such incredible examples of people that have pivoted and even increased sales. So, you know, we're cautiously optimistic that many of the tools that businesses could use to get online and get to their customer can help be a part of their recovery.
And do you have any other advice for small businesses?
I do. I mentioned, of course, the resilience of small businesses. So I would say, please keep it up. You're so important. You're the heart and soul of our communities. Establish an online presence. You know, when coronavirus hit, a third of businesses didn't have an online presence. And of course not, right? They're very busy running businesses, trying to get themselves established. So making sure that you have an online presence. And also just be willing to try something new. We've seen companies launch subscription services. We've seen them find new ways to acquire customers. So I think being willing to try something new and to make sure they have an online presence would be my advice.
Okay. And is there a way for people to get more information just about the current state of small businesses and what they can do to sort of navigate through the rest of the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we know when small businesses are given tools and assistance, they don't just survive, they thrive. And for all the small businesses listening, you can get free training and free guidance just by going to facebook.com/business, and you'll find a ton of resources at that location.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.